We're speaking with Anthony Drewitz, a senior here at Western, who's also an ROTC cadet in the Air Force program. But we're speaking to him because he's an advisor for the Wounded Warrior Walk Project at Western. And what exactly is Wounded Warrior?
The Wounded Warrior is a project that was set up a long time ago to help out disabled veterans. A lot of the times they come back, and if they have disabilities, they don't necessarily have the funds for their prosthetics they need, or sometimes they just need a break from life, so the vacations and stuff like that. So they step in and sort of take over where the people need assistance in their life.
And a walk is being held here at Western on Saturday, April 12th. I gather the goal is to raise about $20,000. Is that right?
That is correct. Our goal is $20,000 this year, and it is on April 12th.
And how do people get involved in that if they would like to?
They can go online at WMUWoundedWarrior.com and sign up online there. There will be registration day of. And on April 11th in the Bernhardt Center, there will be a table that if they want to come and sign up in person.
Okay, now this is a 5K run, so you will be running.
Correct? Yes, it's a run-walk, so anyone who wants to come out, if you want to run, run it. If you want to walk, walk it. We'll be there until the last person comes back.
And is this one of those events where you line up sponsors and they agree to pledge so much for your efforts in the walk?
We do have sponsors throughout. I know Ziegler has sponsored us. They're a big proponent of the Wounded Warrior. And we have other sponsors throughout Kalamazoo who either donate money directly to our cause, or they donate like water or Gatorade at the end, and so that we don't have to pay out of our pocket for the supplies to hold the run.
And has this been held at Western before?
Yes, this is our fourth year that we've been doing the Wounded Warrior run.
How much money have you raised so far, roughly?
Roughly $15,000.
Over those four years?
Over the 4 years.
Okay. So this one would add another $5,000 to the...
Well, this one we're trying to do $20,000 alone just this year.
Okay, and why the big increase?
We've looked in the last couple years, and we've noticed that sponsorships are more willing to get on board, so they donate more money. And we're supposed to have nicer weather this year for the run, so more people come out to the run compared to the last couple years where it's been pretty cold and snowy.
I know that Wounded Warrior nationally, in addition to doing the things you mentioned, helping returning veterans get prosthetics and other help that they might need, also serves as a lobbying role to encourage Congress and the administration to pay more attention to this sort of thing.
And that is something that they do. They are a lobbyist for veterans because you can see that they don't necessarily believe how the veterans are treated is the correct way. So they are sort of the voice for veterans. They're one of many voices out there for them on how they should be treated or how their benefits should be treated, because individually they might not have a whole lot of say against Congress, but as a whole, then Wounded Warrior steps in and they kind of know what should happen.
Unfortunately, we're having this conversation just a day after another shooting at Fort Hood in Texas, and the individual who's apparently was involved in that was someone who was in the Army and was being evaluated for PTSD after serving in Iraq. Do you think that that highlights the need for the kind of services that Wounded Warrior is involved in?
I think it speaks that what Wounded Warrior does is that it is an organization that helps veterans, but what the treatment that he needs, I can't say anything like that, but it does stand out that the Wounded Warrior does help, and that they do lobby for more of the veterans and tries to get them the care that they need.
Now, you are yourself in ROTC. Are you planning to go on to have a career in the Air Force?
Yes. Yes, I do.
How do cadets like yourself at ROTC, how are they involved in this project other than just, you know, setting it up?
We have a committee of cadets who sort of set up all the logistical sides of things. And then the other cadets come in where we need people to run the tables. We need people to coordinate the actual race. So there's multiple areas of manpower that we need them to come in and fulfill a role.
You and others who are in ROTC who go on to join the military eventually will be veterans. Do you think that being involved in a project like this perhaps forces you to think ahead to that day when you will no longer be in the military?
We've had that conversation as one of those two. We like to help an organization that you never know if you will need their assistance at some point down the road. So it's a worthwhile organization to, even if you don't need their assistance, you know there's people out there who do need assistance.
If someone would like to help but for whatever reason can't be involved in the walk or run, is there a way for them to do that?
You can just outright donations. We've done donations over the last several years for the people who don't want to do the walk or want to run, and they do their donations and they stand and cheer on everybody as they run. If they come, I'm sure we can find a place to put them to work, because there's always work that needs to be done. Just come out and support your Western Michigan ROTC programs who are supporting the Wounded Warrior out on the run on April 12th.
Do you have a rough guesstimate on how many people might come out for this?
Right now, yesterday, the numbers were we had just over 300 runners.
Okay, so you'll have at least 300.
At least 300 runners will be there.